For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. The harm caused by intravenous drug use extends far beyond the user, sometimes even to innocent bystanders like hikers, boaters, or young children on playgrounds. But the North Carolina Harm Reduction Coalition, along with volunteers in Haywood County, are becoming more active in efforts not so much aimed at winning the drug war as containing it. On a recent summer evening in Haywood County, a small group of volunteers are out walking the tracks wearing blue rubber gloves and holding long grabbing wands.
So we are cleaning up needles so that we can prevent accidental needle sticks and disease transmission.
Megan Hauser is with local community health coalition Healthy Haywood and couldn't really say if she'd like to find a lot of needles or none at all.
I suppose that depends on how you look at it. We may not find a lot here tonight, but that doesn't mean that there's not still some out there.
Hauser's part of a group dedicated to mitigating the harmful effects of the nation's intravenous drug epidemic, as is Patty Tabiri, a substance abuse prevention coordinator at Mountain Projects and chair of Healthy Haywood's Substance Abuse Task Force.
We had gotten some sites identified by Sheriff's Department where they frequently are called to pick up needles. So we looked at sites in Waynesville, and some of us went to Canton and looked around.
After little more than an hour in the field, volunteers returned, discovering three syringes and a host of associated paraphernalia.
We had a little training first on how to safely do needle pickup so that none of us would get stuck and get injured.
Training was conducted by the NC Harm Reduction Coalition's Jeremy Sharp, who told the dozen or so volunteers to never handle IV drug paraphernalia with bare hands and always dispose of found items in Sharp's containers or plastic laundry detergent bottles. The Harm Reduction Coalition also provides free naloxone, post-overdose follow-up, and mobile needle exchanges.
Syringe exchange is it's a controversial thing, but something we can all get behind, having a cleaner, safer community. And so that's part of what picking up the needles is all about.
The NC Harm Reduction Coalition will conduct an overdose recognition and opioid reversal training at noon on Tuesday, August 7th, in Clyde. For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt.